Now, we have a few things to point out for you this morning. Tekashi 6ix9ine granted release.
Wow.
Can't believe it.
Say it ain't so.
Shocked.
Like, I mean, for real. Like, I mean, he busted by the feds in 2018. He is now granted compassionate early release from New York City jail due to the high risk posed by coronavirus. He was supposed to get out latter part of this year, like September, October. He was scheduled to be released in August, actually. And the order is dated for now Wednesday, April 1st, but it was withheld from the public at the request of the prosecutors to make sure he was safely transported to the undisclosed residence where he'll be staying.
Do you think this is like a squeaky wheel thing where he just wouldn't shut up about it and then they're finally like, fine, go out in the real world.
No, he cooperated. He cooperated. So they want to try and make sure he at least give him, because now he's not their responsibility.
Yeah.
Like inside.
It's
like
going to be scary now, on the outside.
Now he's out there with the witness protection or whatever that he's getting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, now that brings up a great question, though. Are goons scared of the virus?
Are they on quarantine?
Are the goons? Like, because we know a certain color of the crayons are after him.
Right.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
Know, I mean, I know that because he went in there and sang like Boyz II Men.
Right.
So they mad. Mad, mad.
So you're saying are the hitmen out?
Are the hitmen?
The gang members?
Do they got fear of the virus?
Depends on how much you're getting paid to do what they need to do. I think that.
But
that
you gotta be
they're
here,
hiding.
You got to be here to spend it.
Yeah, a lot of people. I would say that they're in quarantine. Yes, but if someone's offering like $100,000, maybe they step outside.
I think crimes are still being committed.
I don't know though.
Not
I think
as they much.
Are. I don't know if are people out there still moving like that. Because if you're a gang, the first thing in a gang is a group. In a group, you socially distant.
Well, because if you think about it,
I can't be with a 30 of y'all on the corner with red flags. We ain't a gang no more.
If somebody was trying to do something to him, all they would have to look at is how many. Like you've seen how many of the NYPD are out. They are like really short. Staffed, and I think that they're kind of like more worried about more pressing things than Tekashi. I think this is probably the goon's like ripe opportunity.
But I'm saying though, a goon has to leave his social distancing isolation place to go get the order from wherever they get them, and then go and try and get at him outside his whatever house. If they know where the house is, you out there in a lot of elements, whatever you make. You ain't going to be around to spend because I'm just taking it like a – I know it ain't a death sentence, but I don't think the goons are willing to die for Tekashi.
I just think somebody that you can pay to, like, whack somebody isn't necessarily abiding by a 6 feet social distancing
guidelines.
Why not?
I mean, think about it this way.
They're fearless.
If you're willing to do – I mean, because everybody knows, at least the conversations we've had, the people who are rolling around with that certain color and that certain click and all that – who are trying to do it for come up. Because if they do this, they would now be heralded as one of the big dogs. Like, they would get a lot of love from the majors. You know what I'm saying? They're like, you took out a problem, you good. But you have to be around to enjoy that you good part.
What he did was pretty detrimental, I would say, in that community. So I don't think that they care.
I think the gang community?
She just called the Bloods a gang community.
We didn't want to say it. I'm not trying to say it either.
I wasn't trying to make them sound murderous. I mean, we know it's the Bloods. Well, I mean, we know because he was banging blood.
My point is, it could happen day one when he's out.
It's not like the killer's going to go up there and strangle him and be like really in close proximity with him.
I'm not talking about them getting it from him. I'm just saying, if I'm a banger and they like, yo, we need this handled, am I saying, yeah, boss, and walking out into the elements just like, all right, just like it's all good?
Well, a lot of times when like a gang tells you to do something, it's not really like, would you like to? I'm like telling you something. It's not like I'm asking you.
But ain't
you.
I furloughed? Like, you don't furlough no Bloods.
I don't think so.
Blood don't get furloughed. Like during this whole shutdown, we could send, the fans are out there. They could come and shut your blood organization down.
The community.
Because it's a safer at home. Don't get Chad.
I think the important question here is when they go out to do what they need to do, are they going to be wearing gloves and masks?
Right. Like, they got some antibacterial. Lysol.
Yeah.
Clorox. Listen, I'm not celebrating anybody's demise, but this is something when at the beginning of this,
right,
before he even cooperated, everybody was like, yo, you're like really, really dancing with the devil.
Don't you think he's more protected in prison? right now than when he gets out?
Not with the virus. That's what they're saying. But people with the virus are like, people are in there.
Yeah.
And now it's festering.
It's almost like flying on the plane. Okay. You're not guaranteed.
Right.
But all that recycled everything in there, what you share, it's hard not to.
Every federal inmate in the United States is now on lockdown. They're on that like 23 or 24 hour a day lockdown to try to combat the corona spread in the federal prison system. So no, they're at a huge risk in there.
Yeah, not to mention the people that's enjoying sweet loving.
What?
That's part of it. That's part of it. If you got a boo thing in there, like, come on.
Spreading it.
Why y'all looking at me like I'm straight? Y'all know it's true.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.